Beginning current daf, Masechtas Tanis daf Lam. Begin on the days. Begin Tizmat. The beginning was the Gemara. Kol Isa Malacha B'Tishbav. Whoever does Malacha does work on Tishbav. In the Isa Brachal Olim does not see a sign of blessing forever. So Taisa explains. Klemri qualifies this. But Isa Malacha Shorog Alas B'Tishbav. We're talking about in that work that he normally does in Tishbav. In that work, in the Isa Brachal Olim, he's not going to see a sign of blessing from that. But it doesn't mean anything that he's going to do. This continues with other related ideas. A person has to pain or the might and to diminish in his honor, ban oisav and his pleasures. Meaning, if he would normally sleep on two pillows, loyishka became a lesser to sleep on only one pillow. But pregnant and nursing women in a chayavis kulahar, they're not obligated in so much. They can't really pain themselves so much in their current state. The meal that stops from eating before Tisha B'Av should be when it's still daytime. So too, by Yom Kippur, you have to eat when it's clearly still day, because the Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur and the Torah, because the additions of what's called adding on from Chol HaKodesh and Yom Kippur is biblical, because it's like says in the Pesach B'Av Yom Kippur, says Me'er B'Av from even till evening. On this day, so one sounds like that it starts already from the ninth, because it says, and that pasuk ever it says betisha lachaydish be'erev, and one says betzmi yezeh, so it's that yeah, because you add in a little bit from chayla lachaydish, so if you have to be very careful, makamakam unless a lishdis, but so although you should eat the meal earlier in the day, but it's not forbidden to drink mishalchas rudim of sekes when a person already ate his interrupting meal, but then have hayim gadol and still the day is still has a long time to go. It must be something from the Yishamah, because Rabbi Yisrael Ikla Batra, he went to the place of Batra, Achal Sudim of Sex, he ate the Sudim of Sex. Also, Gavdirish Kanishta Babasod, he came to the head of the shul, the president, and he was eating. Amalei Hudesh Kanishta Sodetli, so the head of the shul said to him, eat with me. Amalei Achas, Mavsikis, says, I already ate, I already stopped. I already ate the Sudim of Sex. Amalei Ashkechle says, pay attention to what I'm saying. Dolei Lim, that people shouldn't say, Hodin Gavdil Ashkechle, hey, this person didn't pay attention to you, he doesn't care about your dignity. So Achal Mikol Igul Pasa, so he ate from every single cake a little bit. Achal Mikol Tavshal, but Tavshal Chad Pasa, he ate from every single cooked dish, one bread. Veshoz Mikol Chovas Chad Kasi, he drank from every barrel, one cup. Achal Mikol Tavshal, but Tavshal Chad Pasa, he ate from every single cooked dish, one bread. If it's still daytime and still enough time from when the Suda of Sekis was eaten, but delicious person permitted to drink, even Erev Kippurim, Erev Tishbab, which does not have the same status as Yom Kippur. Now, today's times, we were concerned for sorcery. We don't do turning over the bed even by mourners, meaning this that we're concerned for sorcery, meaning that the Gentiles will think that we're doing something for sorcery, so we don't do it even for Avelis. To the next says, Master, begin with the Gemara. Yom Shvut Shavuot Mavis Abizah, the day that the Shvatim were permitted to intermarry, perished on Yom Tov. That's the Yom Tov. To the next says, Master, begin with the Gemara. Yom Shavuot Kolam Mesa Midbar, the day that those who were dying in the Midbar stopped. Because I mean, like the Medrash says, Necha Kol Tes Ba'av. Every Tesh Ba'av Hayosin Kivrayin, they would make their graves of Shechem Tegen, and would sleep inside of them. Ulamacha Kruzitzah. The next day, the announcement would come out. Tibat Luachaim. Those who are still alive should separate and come out. Now that year that the Gzera of that the Mesa Midbar should die, when that Gzera stopped, Kamukulam. So they all got out. Now by Swarm, they thought they made a mistake. Shematamachidish made a mistake in the making of the month. We're maybe not really Tisha B'Av yet, because everyone's coming out. Until they saw that it was a full moon, which was the 15th of the month. So then they knew that obviously the Gzera was over, because they obviously passed already Tisha B'Av, and they made a Yom Tov. Now, Pesach Shvam, there's Rami, Baba Basab, Kovach of Aleph, and Aleph explains, the Kolam Shanim, all the 40 years, Lahayim Mesim, Elev Tesbab, yeah, they would only die on the night of Tishbab. Well, Bechot Tesbab, Lahayim Mesim, Chaf Aleph, Elev, Oprit, and on every Tishbab, 21,000 and a little bit more would die. Mephara Shosin explains over there, though he's a Prit, that little bit more, Oilam Shanim, after a total of 40 years, comes out to be Tesbab Aleph, to be 15,000, which that makes the total of how many Jews died in the Midbar. Now, the Eshma Farshim Shem Mesim Kol Yom. Some explain that, no, actually, the people would die every single day. Achreva Mesim Hoy Loyal Mitzvah, but the majority of those who would die would be on Tishbab. But Achmesh Asba'ah, but on the 15th of Av, Pascha Gzera, the Gzera stopped, but the Mesim Klal, they didn't die at all, Vas Yom Tiv, and that's what they made the Yom Tiv of to be Av.